Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Milton residents appear to have struck down a plan allowing development of multifamily housing near public transportation. The plan would have brought the town into compliance with a state law that requires communities along MBTA corridors to allow for higher density housing. Milton was the lone holdout among a dozen cities and towns facing a deadline to comply with the state law intended to help mitigate the region's housing crisis. Liz Dillon is co-chair of the Yes for Milton campaign in support of the new zoning changes, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
So for people who haven't been following this issue, can you tell us how we got to this result in Milton?
Absolutely. So back in December, we had a town meeting vote where town meeting determined whether or not we would be in compliance with the December 31st deadline. And 2/3 of town meeting members voted yes. However, a petition was held and it was determined that we would have a referendum vote due to a bylaw in Milton. And we had a referendum vote originally scheduled for the 13th, moved to the 14th because of the snow. And here we are.
So the successful no campaign argued that this plan would have clustered new housing in one area of the town, East Milton, and would have disproportionate impacts there. You actually live in and represent this neighborhood as a town meeting member. Do you think those claims were valid?
Yeah, I definitely understand their concerns, Rupa. Actually, I believe that the multifamily housing would be spread throughout the town. It also already is spread throughout the town. I live in East Milton. I'm a town meeting member for East Milton. I'm on the board of the East Milton Neighborhood Association. And I don't see that those ill effects would have happened. But, you know, that's a difference of opinion.
This really seemed to create a bitter divide in the town. And there was a lot of activity in the campaign on both sides. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's really important to people, Rupa, certainly very important to me. I think that most of that division probably happened on social media. I think that at the end of the day, we're still neighbors, and I'm hopeful that, you know, we can put this behind us and work together in the future to come into compliance with the law.
So the governor has expressed disappointment in this result. Attorney General Andrea Campbell has said she's prepared to compel Milton to comply. Do you get the sense that people in the town are worried about state action?
Yes, Rupa, but I think that the idea is that the No for Milton campaign is going to hopefully work together with our planning board to come up with a different plan. And so my hope is that we will come into compliance relatively quickly. And I hope that any ill effects on Milton will be very short-lived. I think that's sort of the hope of most people.
And is the Yes for Milton campaign going to be working with the No side to come up with that new plan?
Yes, we're absolutely prepared to work with our elected officials, the planning board, the select board, and also the No for Milton campaign to come up with any kind of a plan that would bring us into compliance as rapidly as possible so that we don't lose out on critical state funding and so that any litigation will be very short-lived.
In the meantime, what kind of message do you think this vote sends to other towns and cities who may not want to comply with this state law?
Well, Rupa, that's a great question. I think it sends a very specific message. I absolutely do not want the town of Milton to be sued. I absolutely don't want to suffer any kind of ill effects. So again, I hope that we can very quickly come into compliance and other towns will hopefully not feel emboldened by Milton to not comply as well. It definitely concerns me, however, because there are, I believe, 155 or so other communities left to go to comply with the MBTA Communities Act. So it definitely is a worry of mine.
Liz Dillon is co-chair of the Yes for Milton campaign. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rupa. Have a great day.